At one point in my career, I used to work in a pretty toxic work environment. My team was responsible for doing a lot of the client-facing training and communications, and a colleague's team was responsible for all the back-end technology. So one day my phone rings. It's my colleague who leads that tech team, and he goes on to scream at me about a memo I wrote where, according to him, I took all the credit, didn't give his team any credit, and how I also did that on purpose, and on and on and on. Then I realized that he was on a speakerphone in his office with his best friend, who was also his direct report, by the way. And his direct report slash best friend was hearing all of this. I was shaking mad. This event ruined my weekend and nearly ruined our ability to work together because I couldn't let it go. So today, I don't want to talk about how to address the situation in that moment. That's important and it should be done. But what about the damage? What about the aftermath? Today, I want to talk about how to let things go so you don't negatively impact your own performance moving forward. Again, I'm not saying we should let go when someone insults us or attacks us, but how do you let go of certain mindsets that we have that don't work in our favor? Things like anger, jealousy, suspicion, anxiety, fear. I've mentioned before that we always have a choice about how we react. When we have a negative thought such as, I'm going to fail miserably, or my boss doesn't trust that I'm going to do a good job, or the team doesn't respect me, we have a choice to either feed those negative thoughts or to replace them with something positive. There's something called confirmation bias. If I have a negative thought or mindset, I'm going to look for something that's going to support, reinforce, in my mind, prove that negative thought and prove that I'm right to think that way. If I think the team doesn't respect me, I'm going to find examples that support that to be true. So knowing that you have a choice, replace those negative thoughts with something that is either positive or neutral. A neutral thought might be taking something at face value. If your boss says that they need an update on the project because she has a meeting on the board, take that at face value. Resist the temptation to assign that behavior to something negative. As humans, we tend to fill in the blanks or create these stories that are negative. If you have a negative mindset, say, attending a standing meeting, you hate attending this meeting, it puts you in a bad mood. Put yourself in the mindset that this is an opportunity where you're going to find something positive about that meeting, or I'm going to be actively engaged in order to do what I can do to make that experience a positive one. And I'm not talking about multitasking or playing Fortnite on your cell phone. That's not what I'm talking about. Making it a positive experience, constructive for everyone. Another tool I like to use when letting go is to identify those things that you can control, cannot control, or influence. If something is truly out of your control, then don't waste your time worrying about it. If you control it or influence it, take action. But worrying about something that you can't control, it's just a waste of time and energy. There are many other things that you can do to let things go. For example, for me, exercising in the morning works. If I know that I have a challenging day ahead, the fact that I exercised in the morning and did something good for myself, that helps me stay positive. And the endorphins that were released because I exercised also chemically help me stay positive. Also, focus on something more important. Get a life, if you will. If you spend so much time worrying what other people think, then perhaps you can replace that with something positive, like a new puppy or a new interest. But seriously, find something else to focus on. Finally, ask yourself, 5 years from now, will this matter? Will it be important? If the answer is no, move on and let it go. So, do you have problems letting things go? If you do, check out my website, mendozaandobrien.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn. This is Larry O'Brien. and this is your leadership lesson. Thank you.